KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly cloudy and 41 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a chance of light rain, a high of 55. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Officials at the Atlantic High School report an educational mock collision will take place this afternoon at the high school. The general public is asked to avoid the area along East 14th Street between the hours of 2 and 3:15 p.m. so as to not interfere with participating emergency vehicles. No parking is allowed in the area, and that activity is not for public viewing. You'll hear more about that later today. Administrators of the CAM School District on Wednesday morning presented the district's initial contract proposal to the CAM Education Association, or CAMEA. Superintendent Casey Verlaw said the meeting lasted just about 3 minutes.
And it was a 0% increase to the base wage, and that was it.
The next step for both sides is to continue with the negotiations process until an agreement can be reached for the 2019-2020 contract year. You may recall last week, CAMEA presented a 4% increase on the salary in their initial proposal and a one-year contract, along with keeping the current language in the employee handbook. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a man found guilty last month of manslaughter but acquitted of a more serious murder charge in the death of a toddler is seeking a new trial. The Council Bluffs Daily Nonpareil reports that an attorney for 22-year-old Javon Jennings filed the motion last Saturday. A jury had found Jennings guilty on February 15th of manslaughter and child endangerment in the April death of 16-month-old Jaslyn Harshberger. An autopsy showed that she had suffered numerous injuries and died from blunt force trauma. Prosecutors say Jennings was supposed to be babysitting the girl, who was the daughter of his live-in girlfriend. Jennings' attorney, Christopher Roth, said in a motion that Jennings' trial was unfair and that there was insufficient evidence to convict him. Authorities in southwest Iowa are looking for two suspects who broke into and burglarized the Chat Mobility Wireless Service Provider business Tuesday in Clarinda, along with Emerson and Red Oak. The Mills County Sheriff's Office posted several photos of the suspects and their vehicle on their social media page, and you can see those still frame images under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. According to the Mills County Sheriff's Office, Chat Mobility reported the incident took place at around 2 a.m. Tuesday in Emerson. Security camera photos show the suspects were dressed in sweatpants and coats with their faces covered. No other description was available. Phones were reportedly taken from the Red Oak and Clarinda locations. In Emerson, the suspects gained entry by breaking a door. It's not clear how they entered the other sites, but some sort of device was apparently used, according to persons with knowledge of the incident. Anyone with information is urged to contact the Mills County Sheriff's Office at 712-527-4871. Well, the westbound Interstate 80 northbound I-29 segment of the dual divided freeway in Council Bluffs opened to the traffic on Wednesday. The design physically separates through traffic on I-80 from local traffic on I-29 that's destined for Council Bluffs. Drivers wanting to travel within Council Bluffs will choose local lanes to access exits. For more information on how to use the new freeway, you can watch a video, the link to which is posted under the same story on our news page. The Iowa DOT says it chose a dual divided freeway design because it offers greater flexibility to travelers, reduces congestion, and will improve safety and efficiency. For example, it allows traffic to keep moving in both directions, even if lanes are closed because of a crash. The design, they say, allows the through traffic to utilize both express and local lanes, offering more lanes overall. And on the previous interstate configuration, through traffic merged with local traffic at on- and off-ramps, creating congestion, especially during peak traffic hours. The dual divided freeway separates through traffic from local traffic, eliminating delay and reducing conflict. The dual divided freeway will also reduce the number of crashes by merging traffic between interchanges. A driver should note that westbound I-80 Express traffic destined for northbound I-29 exit 1 will not be able to access the exit until the permanent pavement is constructed in about 3 months. In the meantime, drivers should continue to use northbound I-29 and westbound I-80 local lanes. If you accidentally should choose the express lanes and need to get back to a Council Bluffs exit, you can exit at 13th Street in Omaha and turn around. The DOT encourages motorists to follow the signs and use caution while becoming accustomed to the new traffic shift. In our funeral announcements, Dorothy Jean Strissel, age 72 of Harlan, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center. A memorial service for Dorothy Strissel will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Ardeth Eukin, age 92 of Atlantic and formerly of rural Cumberland, died Friday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Ardeth Eukin will be today at 11 o'clock at First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Ronnie Paulson, age 74, of Anita, died March 19th. Funeral services for Ronnie Paulson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has the arrangements. David Ebelin, age 73, of Greenfield, died Monday. A massive Christian burial for David Ebelin will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Roger Netz, age 79, of Casey and formerly of Lewis, died Monday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Roger Netz will be Friday at 11 a.m. at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Diane Sonderman, age 72, of Erling, died Monday in Council Bluffs. A mass of Christian burial for Diane Sonderman will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Terry Ann Bates, age 67, of Linden, died Saturday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Terry Bates will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Dick Kuntz, age 76, of Yale, died Tuesday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dick Kuntz will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Kenneth Bergstrand, age 75, of Huxley, died Monday in Ankeny. Funeral services for Kenneth Bergstrand will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Fellowship, a Harvest Fellowship Assembly of God Church in Huxley. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Alice Rasmussen, age 89, of Harlan, died March 21st. A memorial service for Alice Rasmussen will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Kevin Sprague, age 53, of Casper, Wyoming, died March 12th. Celebration of life services for Kevin Sprague will be 11 a.m. Saturday at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. And Ronald J. Klein, age 75, of Anita, died Monday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Cremation has taken place, and a celebration of life for Ronald Klein will take place at a later date. Hockenberry Family Funeral Home of Anita has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.